You can spend an interesting winter holiday in the Spiš region around the Belianske Tatry or Pienini. Take a look at our off-road sports and cultural experiences. Where to go to ski? Žďár offers good opportunities for those who prefer downhill and cross-country skiing. In addition to the possibility of skiing in the Strednica and Ski Centrum Strahan Resort, the year-round ski and sun Bachletka Resort offers a number of various activities. It spreads over the territory of three municipalities, Žďár, Jezersko and Malá Frankova. Access to the resort is possible from each of the dam. It offers a unique Slovak experience, the possibility of skiing in three valleys from different cardinal points, a total of 8.8 kilometers of slopes at all levels of difficulty, including 6 kilometers of snowy downhill runs, the 10-seater Bachletka cable car, 5 lifts, night skiing, ski equipment rental, ski school, catering facilities directly on a slope, transportation via ski bus to Žďár. For cross-country skiers, there are about 20 kilometers of cross-country trails. A winter stay in Bachletka can also be spent pleasantly without skis, walking through the snowy nature and visiting the treetop walk, bachletka.sk. In Žďár, you can also try cross-country skiing on the undermanning trails at the entrance of Monková Valley. Equipment can be rented at Hotel Magura. Near the town of Levoča is the resort Levočská Valley, levočkadolina.sk. In winter, there are 4 ski lifts and children's cable car 60 meters long. All 4 slopes, 270 meters, 850 meters, 1050 meters, and 1130 meters, are covered with technical snow and regularly maintained, suitable for demanding and less demanding skiers and even ski courses. In the resort, you will find car park, ski services, ski school for children and adults, as well as a ski rental. For cross-country skiers in the nearby village of Uloža, cross-country trails are maintained if there is sufficient natural snow. In Červený Kláštor, Red Monastery, if the snow conditions are good, there is a tourist trail maintained for cross-country skiing along the river Dunajec. If you want an exceptional winter experience floating on rafts on Dunajec River, follow canoeraft.dunajec.sk. Charming villages in Zamagurje. I guess nowhere in winter as penetrating, cold, harsh, white, romantic and beautiful as in a countryside. Take a look at the wooden cottages in the village of Osturnja, experience tobogganing on the slopes and meadows in Velká and Malá Frankova or in Spišské Hanušovce. Levoča and Spišské Podhradie, UNESCO World Heritage. The former metropolis of ancient Spiš and Spišské Podhradie with the Spišská Kapitula ranks, thanks to its rich history and remarkable architectural monuments, among the most visited tourist towns in Slovakia. Its historical section, together with the work of Master Paul, has inscribed in 2009 on the UNESCO World Heritage List. Behind the massive town walls, which form the border of the historic center of Levoča, there are more than 300 immovable national cultural monuments in the town's monument reserve. In winter, it is possible to visit a unique Gothic church, the St. James Basilica, or the House of Master Paul, the St. Martin Cathedral in Spišské Podhradie, and other monuments. Up-to-date information on opening hours be found on ik.levoca.eu. A winter walk on the Marianska Mountain, Marianska Hora, is another of the possibilities of how to spend a winter day in Spiš region. From the center of Levoča, a pleasant 3.25-hour walk will take you to the famous pilgrimage site. On a hill above the town is the Basilica of the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a Greek Catholic chapel, a pilgrimage and a retreat center and an outdoor altar. The wooden cross at the foot of the mountain commemorates the visit of Pope John Paul II in 1995. The International Marian Tourist Route passes through Marianska Mountain in Levoča. Kežmarok, UNESCO World Heritage. The picturesque historic town below the Tatras will probably enchant everyone. It was a town of poets, writers, researchers, and inventors. The biggest landmark of the town is the ancient reconstructed castle. Wear warm clothes for the winter tour of Kežmarok Castle. Except for Saturdays, Sundays, and public holidays, the castle, as well as the exposition of the Museum of Interior Styles, Urban Housing Culture, are open to the public. In Kežmarok, you can also visit an exceptional wooden articular church, UNESCO World Heritage, or the historical Lyceum Library. ecavkk.sk. Spišská Bela and Manor House Strážky. In a section of Spiska Bela named Strašky, there is a manor house with a well-kept park, which is a jewel of Renaissance architecture in Slovakia. The manor house was built on the foundation of a Gothic castle, which allegedly was built on the ruins of a Templar monastery and is one of the oldest in Slovakia. Today, the mansion houses an exhibition of paintings by the Slovak National Gallery, focusing on paintings by Ladislav Mednjanski. Even in winter, the gallery is accessible. You'll find more information at sng.sk. You can also go to the manor house by an easy winter walk along the cycling path from Kežmarok. Museum of Červený Kláštor, Red Monastery. The snow-covered courtyard and peace and quiet welcome visitors to the monastery in winter. Its history began around 1320. The stone foundations were laid after 1330, and the construction lasted several decades. The Cartusian monastery withstood various intrigues for almost 250 years. In the 18th century, Kamaldolas' monks settled in the monastery. For the inhabitants of Červený Kláštor, the administration of the abbey by the Kamaldolas' was perceived positively. A visible benefit for the wider area was the management of the pharmacy. Medicines made in the monastery were sought after even beyond the borders of the country. Perhaps the most famous administrator of the pharmacy was Brother Cyprian. He raised the pharmacy to such a high level that it became known to the whole of Hungary. Tatry-spiš-pieniny.sk. Relax in the thermal park Vrbov and spa Červený Kláštor Smerdžonka. Swimming in hot thermal water in Vrbov near Kežmarok brings relief after skiing or a winter hike. Thermal Park Vrbov, thermalnekupalisko.com, offers wide swimming pools during the winter season. Families, athletes, and even seniors will enjoy themselves here. The water in the pools is maintained at a temperature of 26 degrees to 38 degrees. Whirlpool jets contribute to the abundant relaxation of visitors. The reconstructed Red Monastery Spa Smerdžonka, with its rich history, is situated in the heart of the beautiful Pieniny in Červený Kláštor. The unique natural healing water from the Smerdžonka spring, thanks to its composition rich in minerals and hydrogen sulfide, helps in the treatment of skin diseases, as well as diseases of the musculoskeletal and digestive system or diseases of the nervous system. A new complex and a new guest house have recently been completed for both visitors and patients.